T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, what do the M&Ms do now?
Well, society is imploding over this. That's what one headline says, and it kind of seems that, you know what it reminds me of is the when Mr. Potato Head just became, I don't even know if that was a real thing. Remember the Potato Head drama? Mr. Potato Head is now just Potato Head. Yeah, right?
Potato Head X.
Something about gender, and I feel like a lot of conservatives.
Potato Head X.
Was that what it was? Potato Head X? X Potato Head? You know, and look, that was probably good for Mr. Potato Head's business, for his bottom line. I'm sure he sold a lot of potato heads. Or not. I don't know.
Potato Head X.
Potato Head X. Sorry.
Thank you.
So now M&M's. Mars is the parent company. They put out this statement. And, I mean, so this is a real thing, it would appear. And there's a lot of news channels across the country talking about this. They want to make M&M's more inclusive. So when I saw that, I thought, all right, how do we make M&M's more inclusive?
Are they exclusive already?
Well, that was my thought. What could be so exclusive about any of these M&M's? Is it because one of them is kind of bigger than the other one? The peanut M&M's bigger, but he's got a peanut in him. Like, are they going to take the peanut out? He's got a reason to be bigger.
You can't unpeanut something once you peanut it, right?
Yep, that's another part of
my
life.
I learned that yesterday from Julia.
Yeah. So then I'm thinking, because I'm still thinking yellow and red peanuts or M&Ms. Those are the
you can
main
hear
two.
Her too, and she does it, which I think is so great. It's just like it is so stupid. Yeah, why it's so stupid. Anyway, go on. So M&M's got a peanut in them.
They call this the most painful corporate rebranding since the class warfare that killed Mr. Peanut. Which I forgot about Mr. Peanut. I mean, that was another one too, but then that ended up not going anywhere.
Why?
So here
they
we are with M&M's.
Mr. Peanut.
Remember, we talked about that too. They were going to get rid of Mr. Peanut because he's a Mister or something.
They had a baby peanut.
Was that what it was? Yeah, there was a new peanut,
it was
baby
a Super
peanut
Bowl commercial where but, they were baby peanut.
People like took to the streets and they wanted Mr. Peanut back.
They wanted him back?
I believe so, yeah. People were very angry, just like they wanted Potato Head to be, or Potato Head X to be Mr. Potato Head again. I don't know how that stuff painted. I'll be honest, I didn't follow it too much after the dust had settled. But with this M&M thing, they say they want to make it more inclusive. I think, after reading the story that you sent, Snowcone, and after watching this news broadcast, which I think was like a Canadian news broadcast where they were breaking it down, it sounds to me like the bottom line is that they want to make the sexy M&M less sexy.
Wait, there's a sexy
M&M? There's a sexy M&M.
The green one, I guess, is a little too sexy.
So what? This article from the Washington Post says the green lady.
I'm showing it to you. That's her eyebrows. I mean, those are pretty sexy eyebrows. You can tell. It's a sultry look.
Just because of her eyebrows
and
her
eyelashes.
Oh,
she is sexy.
Are those? I mean, those are probably glued on eyelashes.
She's got the white gloves on, though.
But they all do, don't they?
Let her live.
No, they all don't have the white gloves like that.
Let her live.
I know. She does look pretty sexy, though. I get it.
So what's the problem with that?
Well, I'm not saying there is a problem. I'm just saying now that you mentioned, I do remember the green M&M's a little tart.
It's like when Bugs Bunny dresses up like a girl.
Yeah, like
whatever.
I can tell she's supposed to be sexy.
Right.
Right, but I'm just asking, like, what is everyone's issue with her
being
a sexy M&M?
Right. You're not allowed to be sexy anymore?
I guess, you know, the people who aren't sexy, they're like, where's our M&M? And I would say, well, maybe it's the J.K. Simmons M&M, but I don't know.
Aren't
not
there, like,
unsexy,
a bunch of other ones?
Yeah,
so there's a bunch. That's the other thing I didn't realize is how many of them there are. There's the red one. There's the green one. There's the yellow one.
Isn't the red one the
main
one?
Brown. There's a brown one. Yeah, the red one is the main short little wisecracking
guy. The red one's like the
guy.
Mario of M&M.
And he's supposed to be less bullying. according to it.
Okay, and the other one, there's one that's supposed to be a little bit anxious, and
that's
the orange M&M.
And he's going to embrace.
Anxious, but now he's going to embrace his anxiety. And one of the things he's going to do as well is tie his shoes. I guess he's been portrayed as having untied shoes. Maybe he was so anxious he didn't have time to tie his shoes. Ooh. So they're going to lace those laces up so people, I guess, stop being offended. I don't think anybody was offended to begin with. This really seems like a marketing thing, but I don't know.
Maybe it's just character development.
So they said, and I'm just reading this straight from this AV Club story here. Mars Incorporated.
Do they have green M&M, green peanut M&Ms? Like, did somebody put a peanut in there? Is that why they're upset?
I'm going to roll and scrap it.
Is that why?
Well, they would be now, I think.
She, like, super sexy and then got a peanut put in her.
I think
so. Now she's unshapely.
She never got her body back. And everyone's like, you look better than you did when you had a peanut. She's like, yeah, but now I have to tell everyone I'm at least a peanut butter M&M. No one's going to believe I'm just chocolate.
All right.
I think
Julie,
she's gay.
Are you there?
Did I pull that out of thin air?
Snowcone,
is she gay now?
What, the green one's gay?
Hold on. Let's play some of this story because I feel like these actual journalists tried to look into this.
You know they have the animated M&Ms to promote the candy? Well, the M&Ms says they're giving them a makeover. They're going to make them, quote, more dynamic for a progressive world, focusing more on their personalities and less on their gender. The green and brown M&Ms.
Okay, green, that might be the Meryl Streep one, but that's the sexy one, the green one.
I think the brown is also a woman M&M.
The brown one is another woman. Now listen.
Both Canada depicted as female are going to have, the company says, a more friendly relationship. They're getting together.
They were catty before. The picture I saw, they were sitting on a park bench, like, holding hands. But did someone come up with that who was writing an article, or is that actually what Mars put together? You know what I mean? I can't tell up from down. I don't know what's real or not anymore. I mean,
I see, but the two women are going to have...
The two women are going to, it seems like there's some tension there now.
Right, okay.
Or at least they're getting along better and they're closer.
The orange M&M character, who has been previously depicted as anxious, will, quote, embrace his true self, worries and all. The red M&M, who has been shown as a bully before, will be more kind to his co-characters.
Now, they say he's a bully, but he's just a little like, come on, guys, let's go do this. Like, he's the antagonizer, right? Not necessarily a bully.
He kind of gives the yellow one crap, I think.
Does he?
Yeah.
I kind of think of it as like Pinky in the Brain.
He's kind of needles the yellow one a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, okay, so... It says, this is an actual quote here. Well, they mentioned nuanced personalities. That was a quote. But citing the company's global commitment to creating a world where everyone feels they belong and society is inclusive. End quote. One of the key changes to represent this important paradigm shift, making the green one less of a freak-ass sexpot. Again, this isn't
That's
quoted
what
because
they said.
This is AV Club. Less of a freak-ass sexpot by replacing her knee-high go-go boots with white sneakers. Now,
see,
I forgot about the go-go boots.
Yeah, she's got them with the white gloves.
When they showed her this morning, she had the white shoes on, I guess, because she's...
in this relationship with the other girl. Anymore.
Yeah. The other female M&M, which is the brown one, also got a foot do-over because apparently that's what PR marketers are into these days. The mascot's redesigned promo page includes focus-grouped fake Q&As with the candies as well. And it says, quote, I think we all win when we see more women in leading roles, so I'm happy to take on the part of a supportive friend when they succeed. So that's the voice of the green M&M. It doesn't say the person who voices. That was just cited as the green M&M.
Yeah,
that's what
that.
She says, I guess, in the promo. And so the boots are gone, replaced with sneakers. The two girls are no longer catty. I didn't know they ever were. Looks like maybe there could even be a little tension there, but I don't want to, you know. So now if you've ever been in one of those situations where you're watching the M&M's commercials with your kids and your kid goes, I just wish I was represented in these characters, you can say, yeah, now you're... You're the orange one. You're so anxious all the time. But hey, buddy, you learned how to tie your shoes.
Yeah,
learned how to tie your shoes. You're definitely the orange one.
Yeah, anxious.
Oh, no. You're the green one.
You're the green one. Come on.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's
we're not saying anything bad about the green one.
The green one.
We're just saying she's the...
Pre-peanut, of course.
Pre-peanut.
What is the yellow one's character?
He's the one who talks like this, right? Yeah. That's J.K. Simmons, isn't it? And he's always just kind of like, oh boy, they're going to steal my peanut. Well, I don't know if they're going to steal his peanut.
Yeah,
that's the hamburger.
I was gonna say, he was like the peanut.
Who was the peanut? J.K. Simmons was also the voice of Mr. Peanut? I'm confused. Who's the peanut? Just the yellow one in general? Okay, yeah, he's the only peanut one, right? Yeah. No, there's a blue one. There's a blue one who's a peanut.
The blue one's at the pretzel.
Oh, he's got a pretzel. See, they look the same on the outside.
But like the peanuts one, don't they come in all colors? But I feel like they showcase the yellow one as well.
Yes, he's yellow. If I think yellow M&M, I think peanut.
Peanut, me too.
Yeah, I see it.
And the bag's yellow.
I think knocked up peanut.
The bag's yellow, isn't it, for peanut M&Ms?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that's why we're thinking it.
Then the peanut butter, I think, is red. Uh-huh. And then what's the original one? Black, right? The original one's brown or black. Right. Or
I thought the peanut butter one was like orange and the red was like holiday.
You know what?
You could be right.
I don't want to ruin a friendship over something as trivial as this, so I'll just say you're probably right.
You're
I'm colorblind too, so I'll just assume that you're correct. But I think we can all agree here that this was the right move, even if it is a little late.
Yeah.
You know, it took them a while to get here, but we can't just have cartoons dressing up in sexy boots and, you know, trying to turn
the
on
boots
other...
were sexy. You can downplay that all you want, but you knew that M&M.
Her lips were sexy too. Her lips, her boots, her eyelashes. She was a sexy.
She was a sexy
M&M. Sexy M&M. Yes.
Did this affected sales?
The people
and everybody
being
knew
by
they
gender?
Did the green one sexy because green M&M's supposed to make you horny.
Is that true?
What?
Is that the stereotype?
Well, you guys have never heard this before?
No.
That's why they did it.
That's why Van Halen or whatever did the brown M&M thing?
With the green M&M's, like, you know, it was an old, I don't know.
Aphrodisiac or something?
That's what they said, but an old wives' tale, a fairy tale, or urban legend or
something.
I
didn't know that one.
You've never heard that?
No.
Type in green M&M's make you horny, I promise. That's why they made her sexy.
What is everyone's favorite? And you can include caramel. Let's assume they still make those. What's everyone's favorite kind of M&M? Original peanut butter. Huh?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Peanut. Lazlo.
Regular.
Regular.
Yeah. Wow.
I had him pegged as a peanut guy.
I did too. Yeah. That was a shock.
Yeah. It's a real shock. We've learned a lot today. Yet somehow
you guys
we're all
don't know
dumber.
About the green M&Ms? I'm not the only one. Text in if you've heard this before.
I believe
didn't make
you.
This up.
Green?
They make you horny, and that's why they made her hot and horny.
All right, I'm going to Google this on the work Wi-Fi.
I just looked. When I typed in green M&M and I typed in letter A, it started with aphrodisiac, and then Snopes has a fact check as if I need to know whether or not
green
M&Ms actually
make
you horny, but there is a Snopes page. It says, are green M&Ms an aphrodisiac?
See?
Let me scroll down to where it says true or false. Oh, no, you have to read the whole thing. So I'm just going to assume it does.
Right. That's why they made her look like that.
I just typed in... green M&Ms make you to see if it would say horny, and it says aroused.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yep.
I wasn't lying to you guys, and that's why they made her look horny.
Gotcha. I didn't know that. I believe you, by the way. I just didn't know that. Well, she's not going to be making you horny anymore, I guess.
I smell sex and can end it here. Got your job, Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.